have a bonus episode today, and everyone, welcome to the man behind the scenes. Welcome, everyone. Ibuka Ezeke. Hey, Ibuka, it's so good to have you now in front of the microphone.
Hi, Joe. It's really a pleasure to be here. I am really happy to be here.
And I'm very happy that we're doing this together. So, you and I, we have basically launched the podcast that's now approaching. Do we have the count how many episodes we've done so far? Something
we have, 100. Close to 100.
Okay, so maybe this will be the 100th episode. Oh, let's make it the 100th episode. Wouldn't that be funny? Cool. A lot of work went into it. Okay, so let's get started. We are working together in the two organizations that we're running, Access to Perspectives and Africa Archive.
Yeah.
You came in mostly for, well, project management, different aspects, social media management. You're doing social media postings for A2P and Africa Archive.
Yeah.
And the process management of the podcast. But before we talk about how that's going for you, can you maybe share a little bit about your background, what you've studied? You're based in Nigeria, or you're Nigerian?
Yeah,
just a little bit on how we came to work together and what led you to this place where we are now.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe. let me start with the introduction. Okay, the full name is Chukwu Ibuka Ezeke, and I believe you know that, okay?
I know, sorry.
But then, then for short, no, it's not like I'm correcting you, you're still correct, right?
Okay.
But then the short, we prefer to make it shorter for most people who find pronouncing it difficult, right? So the short name is Ibuka, and then the full name means God is great. God is great. So that's my name. I'm from Anambra State in Nigeria. Nigeria has 36 states. So I'm from Anambra State in the southeastern part of Nigeria. And I happen to be the first in a family of 5 children. And I grew up in Kaduna State, Nigeria. I did my nursery school, primary school, my school. Then Kaduna, and then for university, I went to the Federal University of Technology, MENA, Niger State, also in Northern Nigeria. So all my academic life has been in Northern Nigeria. So it's been great. So I after my secondary school, I applied for admission to study physics. But before then, I actually applied 3 times to study engineering, but I was rejected. But then it was on the 3rd time when I applied for physics that I got the admission to study physics electronics in the Federal University of Technology.
Can I ask you there, what did you want to become an engineer and then later physics? Was that a second guess after physics engineering because it was still close, or were there particular topics that you found interesting or people that influenced you into that direction?
Well, actually, I went for physics because it was related. But then, you know, growing up at that time in high school, we don't have so much picture as to what career path to take, right? So we just more like go on with the frenzy, what's happening everywhere, what everybody's taking up to, right? So most times it was just engineering, and then, you know, I felt, okay, I should apply engineering, but then I got rejected at the university, or let me just say, I didn't get through, I didn't get the admission. I did science, so I still wanted a field that's close to engineering. So I decided to take up physics. So I applied physics and then got the admission in 2011, and then I studied physics for 5 years at the Federal University of Technology, MENA, Niger State. So I graduated with distinction in 2016, and after that, I went for my national service. I don't know if it happens in Germany, but in Nigeria here, there is a mandatory 1 year service after your university education. So I was posted to Benue State, a state in the Middle Belt region of Nigeria. So I served for 1 year, and I was posted to a community, a local community there in Benue State. So we're expected to use all of the ideas we got from the university to help build the socioeconomic life of the community you're posted to. So the people we met there were actually very interesting. They were lively people, and I actually enjoyed my stay there in Benue State. So after that,
What was so enjoyable there?
yeah, their lifestyle, their food, they were, very hospitable people, very welcoming. Their music, they have this kind of music and this kind of unique dance style. I think they are called the Igede people of Benue State. So it was just so beautiful to have served in that state. So I did that for 1 year before moving on to teach physics in a high school. So I also taught physics during my 1 year service in Benue State. So I taught physics for 1 year in high school as well. And after that, I actually resigned because I felt I wasn't getting as much fulfillment, both financial wise and otherwise. So I just had to leave. I resigned and then went into banking because I felt, okay, it's going to provide a lot more finance, because I had people who were looking up to me to help them solve one or two issues financially. So I had to look for a better option that works. So my dad's friend, who was then the bank manager, actually made way for me to start working as a sales representative at the bank. So I worked in the bank for 3.5 years. So while I was doing that, I was also working as a freelancer. I actually skipped that. During my year at the university, my friends actually introduced me to freelancing. So it was from them I learned how to, freelance and get clients and get paid while doing works online. So I was doing my freelancing job alongside my, bank work. So I think that's about that. And from there, that was how I got to meet Joe. I got to meet you, and we have been working ever since from then. I think that was was it last year? Yeah, it was last year, upper year, right? I
Yeah,
think
it must
the
be about
late.
a year ago or longer.
Yeah, I think it was the ending of 2021. Yeah, and then we started fully in 2022 up until this time.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember I reached out on several platforms to find freelancers, and there's this things like Fiverr and others. And you were also registered at Fiverr.
Yeah, I was, but I can't even remember clearly where I mentioned. I can't say if it was Fiverr or Facebook. I think it was
Or
Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. So
Yeah,
there's also
I think
Facebook
so.
groups. Or so
Yeah.
the thing is with people like me, solo entrepreneurs, you can't really afford to employ someone at
Yeah.
certain income stages, or it's a bit risky. I've also done this for some time, and then it's been difficult because there's just so many expenses, even though the work's not being done. So the work with freelancers leaves more freedom and security for both parties, actually, normally.
Yeah.
So you don't have as much risk. You only pay once the job is done, but you also need to be able to explain what you want to have done as a service.
Yeah.
And that's not so easy as I thought it would be. But so we've been working together through defining your tasks and
Yeah.
the way I then realized I wanted to have it done to reflect what we stand for as an institution. So
Yeah.
that's some things where both of us have gained a lot of experience, I think.
Yeah.
And also working with different people over the years, But everyone is different, and then it's a matter of learning on either end, also for freelancers to learn your clients or to learn about how your clients tick, basically, or what the expectations are. So it's a lot about expectation management. Anyways, but for institutions like ours, where you don't have the budget to have a full fledged staff of several people running an organization, it's working through freelancers, and that's how we got to how we met and got to work started working together, and also others who are on the team. Okay, so and then we decided to how did we start the podcast? I hardly remember, but either way, but then we oh, I think I introduced you to if you're willing to no, yeah, share your version.
I actually remember you asked me if I had experience with editing audio files, and I said yes. And you asked me if I had experience with podcasting, and I also told you yes. Even though I've not actually worked with anyone on podcasting, but then I have the experience because at a particular time I was trying to start up my own podcast. So I was recording and editing some files myself. So that was the experience I had. And you felt that was good enough. And we scheduled a meeting and we took it up from there.
Yeah. And I had worked with a podcast before as a team member, which is called PhD Career Stories, also listed on our website, where I learned what process is necessary to not only record and have the fun part of conversing with people around whatever topic, but then also getting it published and adding the jingle, intro, outro. Like, it's actually quite a bit of work. And it's so helpful that you said you're willing to help me with that so that I can focus on the fun, for me, fun things. And I, yeah, not to say that it cannot be fun. I also enjoyed like editing some of the episodes or kind of, but then it's a task that needs to be done. It takes time, and running a business has too many. So it's a The trick is to learn which ones you are good at and which ones you better delegate. So I think that's surely one thing I was smart enough to delegate to So would you now, for those listeners out there who don't know much about podcasting other than listening to them, what does it entail? What's the process in getting the podcast out to the listeners?
I must say it's been fun so far. And the processes are actually overwhelming a little, but I think they are straightforward, right? So it starts with having a concept of what you actually want to discuss on your podcast, right? You have to decide what theme you want to discuss, what topic or what genre you want to go into, right? So you can decide to go into education or music or sports or talk about business on your podcast platform. So once you have that sorted out, so the next thing is recording, right? So you can choose what platform to record in. You can either decide to record on Zoom as your platform for recording, or on Anchor FM, or any of those online recording platforms. So once you do that, you get your recorded file as soon as you're done recording and edits. You add your intros, outros, and whatever you want to, edit out, whatever you want to add in, you can always do that. And then there are softwares you can use to do that. Now we have GarageBand, we have Audacity, we have Adobe Audition. So these are softwares that can be used to, edit audio files. So once you do that, you can then upload it on anchor.fm. So you should have an account with anchor.fm, so that once you're done editing your file, you just upload to anchor.fm. So Anchor works in such a way as to help you disseminate your podcast, right? So once you have it uploaded on Anchor helps you to send it directly to Spotify, which is podcast playing platform and a music platform as well. And currently, Anchor has been or has created an angle or a section for podcasters, which is called Spotify for Podcasters. So apart from disseminating to Spotify, Anchor also helps you to disseminate to other directories like Pocket Casts, like Google Casts, like Stitcher, and so many of them, right? So all you need to do is sign up on those accounts and use the RSS feed to, distribute your podcast to all of these channels. And then listeners get to, hear you on these platforms. So I think that's the process. And then after that, you can also decide to disseminate on social media. Of course, that will help you to, grow your business, because one of the key things a podcast does is to help you grow your business. So you can use the podcast to grow your business. So once you're done disseminating on the directories, you can also disseminate on social media platforms. You can choose a particular system that works for you. You can decide to be disseminating on a weekly basis, on a bi-weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly basis. So just take to whatever works for you. And then people on these platforms will get to know about your business when they listen to your podcast. So I hope that that helps as a process.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, we're working with Spotify just because it keeps everything simple, relatively speaking. It still work. Oh, did we talk about the transcript? Because we're also converting the audio file into a transcript and then making that available, which is not what many podcasts do, but it helps because we actually have listeners who are not listeners but readers that I've heard. And yeah, and it's just good to provide also the transcript to the audience, because yeah, I mean, for
It serves as an alternative,
yeah,
like,
it's an extra service. And it can also serve a follower whose deaf or audio, what's the word, impaired, for hearing impaired people. Oh, and the other, so from a business angle, what we are also left to do is to turn the transcript into learning materials, because what I was amazed by is how much wisdom there is in these conversations that the guests often share, and where how deep sometimes the conversations go into certain topics. And we talk about anything that we're doing as a service also in workshops and trainings for researchers, librarians, publishers, so anything academic and science communication related. So there's a lot of material that can also then be repurposed to other formats and developed into a course. I mean, as a starting point, of course, but then from there might also emerge course topics that we can then offer to our followers. Cool. So talking about business, so now what's your experience so far with us, with other clients that you serve, and what's your plan for the future?
It's been interesting so far. Since the time I started as a freelancer, even up until now that I started working with Access to Perspectives, an Africa client, and then TCC Africa, and then one other client I'm working with. I think I've gathered so much experience working in these few years. So it's really been fun. It's really been I know also demanding, but I've actually learned a lot, to say the least. So my plan is to take these ideas that I've gathered, in editing, in dissemination, in working on Canva by creating some kind of graphics, you know, all has to do with on the podcast. So my idea is to take it a step further by, you know, teaching people some of these ideas of podcasting. There are so many people out there who don't actually know what the processes entail, right? So my step is to help teach people who know little or nothing about podcasting. And I've started that already. I was going through LinkedIn one day, and then I saw the section that, you know, entails hosting podcasts, sorry, hosting events, right? So I decided, okay, it's actually a good idea for me to, you know, use that as a platform to teach people who want to learn podcasting. So what I did was to, you know, fix a date for an event. And then I invited a lot of people. Like I invited people in their hundreds, like I think as much as 300, 400 people. And then aside from that, then 900 people signed up for it. Apart from those I invited, over 900 people signed up for it. And I held the event, I think on the 1st of May, right? Even though not as much people turned up on that particular day. But then I held the event and then taught people how to, you know, start up their own podcast from scratch till it's disseminated out there to the listeners. And those who attended the events were just so happy they took part in the event. And so many of them are still, even up until today, are still reaching out to me, and you know, they want me to help them start up their podcast. I'm in talks with like I think one or two people or three. Yes. Though we are still at the early stage, not finalized anything yet. We are still talking to see how we can, you know, how I can help them, you know, create their podcasts. So it's been amazing. And then it so happened that so many people missed out also on the events, and they kept, you know, sending me messages that they want me to like hold another event for them, which I did. I scheduled another event for them like I think 2 weeks later, and then have those who missed out on the first one, you know, join the event. And I still, you know, did the same thing for them. I explained all of the processes involved in creating a podcast from scratch. For that second event, I recorded it and I shared it to those who missed out on the second and the first event as well. So it's been great so far. And aside from podcasting, one other plan I have is to, you know, build or own a big company that is centered around not just tech, but mainly tech. I want it to be in such a way that I have departments for, you know, different things. I would want to have an IT department that is in charge of creating or building programs, creating apps, you know, programming in general, right? WordPress and all of those. And then I would also like to have a department like maybe a studio that will be involved in, you know, music production, movie production, and event hosting, voiceover recordings, and those aspects. And then probably have another section that will have to do with graphic designs, video editing, and stuff like that. So it's all in my plan to like have that kind of setup. But it's a gradual process. I'm still starting, so I'm looking forward to like taking up or taking it to the next level. I know it's not going to come easy, but that's my
You
plan.
have a goal. That's excellent. Because many people
Yeah.
just say, oh, I want to be successful, but they don't know what they want to be successful with. And that's
Yeah, that's
also
true.
not often easy to find, like a destination or like somewhere in the future where you see yourself, but you obviously have a clear vision for yourself. And have you written this down? Or is it?
Yeah, I have it written down somewhere. I just made a sketch of how I want it to look like.
Well, okay, that's good. So you're already 3 steps ahead. Because to have this idea and vision is one thing, but then put it on the paper, and even if it's just a note with, that they put up on your wall behind your computer screen, where you can see it every day, what you're working towards, where you're getting up. That's the way to be successful. Oh, nice. That's so good to hear. And how many people you've reached with and encouraged to share their own stories through a podcast. I also found like when we started this podcast, it's so fulfilling because it allows me to talk to people whom I admire, who I find interesting, who share my vision of what I think is important in the work that I do. And I can just invite people who, like, by my personal preference and have casual conversations about the topic that we all care about. So I'd like to ask you now, as an observer, as a like a person who's so on the topic from a technical aspect now, what can you maybe do you have an assessment of how you see the scholarly world or like the academic sector from the conversations you've listened to at Rear Processing? Like, what is your image now, or how do you see academia through the lens of our conversations that we're having?
I see it as a beautiful world. Why? Because each and every of the guests on the show actually speaks well of what they are doing. Like, they speak positive of the scholarly world, right? And in fact, this is the first time I'm being exposed to the world of open science, open access, and all of those scholarly terms. And I have actually found it amazing because, one, to even talk about open access and open science, I think it's a great movement and it's a great idea because it helps to give back to the society, right? Because you're making materials open. Well, maybe not entirely open, but you're giving out information to people who would need them, right? And then benefits from them. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I've actually learned a lot on the scholarly world, working as the editor of a podcast that is related to the scholarly world. I've come to know more about universities and how they operate. I've come to understand even like some topics, that are related to, the scholarly world and all of that. So I think it's been interesting so far.
Yeah, and also the challenges, like there's not a perfect system. With open science, there's a lot of conversations about how we need to fix academia because there's so many challenges now. But the way I tend to see it, like we're the generation who is in charge, and you're also contributing from a technical aspect by facilitating these conversations to reach an audience. And people who we are inviting to the show all have a stake and are actors in shaping the system. So to make sure that, I mean, the system, which is academia, to make sure that it can, in the best possible way, serve its purpose, which is to inform society so that societies can allow people to interact with each other peacefully, to find ways to live on this planet without killing it, where we're currently not sure if that's ever going to happen, but there's still hope. So, yeah. And then, is it, I don't know if the question is a bit too big to ask, but is there something from the conversations you've listened to? And don't worry if not, because it might not be too obvious. That you've taken to onto your own life, maybe also now with a business decision that you want to grow and build your own company. I don't know. I'm just putting this out there. You don't have to answer. Because I'm just asking
Well,
because you've already said like how much like the opportunity of engaging ourselves in certain work placements, certain topics, how this then allows us to grow as individuals and as professionals. So I think what I'm trying to ask is there something that you've learned on the job working with us that you can see you can apply to your own to your own activities, which you've already said, like, yes, the podcasting, you can teach others now to. So, again, don't worry about answering.
Well, do I have one? Let me see. Of course, if I haven't learned anything, I think I've learned the fact that most of these people we've had on the show, interviewees, have been professional, you know, like you see in the way they narrate everything about their, you know, their field, it's very professional and it's very organized. If I haven't learned anything, I think I've learned that, and I can always apply that to my business.
What exactly?
Like being professional and being organized in what I do.
But what, okay, but what do you mean by professional?
Like you know, standing out, you know,
Is like
being
taking charge. Is it taking charge,
yes,
for
yeah,
example?
like taking charge, standing out, and make sure you're representing well in your field.
Oh yeah, that's a good different, yeah, that's a good pitch. Was there one episode that comes to mind which had a lasting effect because you find the guest interesting or the conversation where it was going?
Yeah, I think the last podcast, was it the last or the second or the last, the one with Flavio Azevedo.
Azevedo.
And I was actually encouraged by the fact that he had a mission, and he actually worked towards his goal to achieve his organization. That's the fourth organization. I believe that's correct.
Yes.
So he achieved that alongside his partner. So I think that's an aspect I like as well. You can go and reach whatever goal you know desire to reach.
Yeah, also, well, now that you mentioned him, what I found really so captivating is the way he was humble to receive a tenure track position. He's now an assistant professor in the Netherlands, which he never thought he would ever achieve in his lifetime with the journey he took and how he found himself growing up in things Brazil. But then still by following his dreams and his passion, what he's important to him, and he didn't think there was space for that in academia, but now there is. So that's basically a lesson in the way he's so humble about it and appreciative of the opportunity. It's that's really left me with a lot of inspiration, and also for others, not only for myself, but you know, to inspire whoever hears his story. That anything is really possible as long as you stay true to yourself and your ideals and the values that you believe in. So yeah, there's no need to compromise the values in order to have a successful life and also a life where you can sustain your lifestyle. Oh yeah, so cool. Okay. Wow. So let me just end with I hope that we'll continue working together as much as I wish you all the best for your own business growth, and I know we will part ways one day. But I just hope that that you will find time to stick around for some time longer, as long as it serves you to work with us. Thank you so much for all the work that you put into this podcast and to both these organizations called Access to Perspectives and Africa Archive. We are gaining a lot of visibility. We didn't talk about the social media work, but maybe that's for another behind the scenes bonus episode. But yeah, all the best on your journey. And well, we'll be in touch either way because we have work to do. And thanks for sharing with us. Thank you, Vukan.
Thanks. Thanks, June. It's indeed a pleasure to have joined this session. And I am happy that I'm appearing as a guest on the podcast I edit.
Yeah. Maybe I can put this editing for you so it's relaxed.
Cool. Thank you.
See you.
Bye.